What would you call a big group of like maple trees, like in one big area?
Grove.
Okay. How about what kind of tree is it that's kind of a tall shade tree with long white limbs, kind of white scaly bark?
I don't know. That's a new one on me.
I think they sometimes use the wood for chopping blocks. It's a real hard wood.
Beech? Beech is a real hard wood. That's about the hardest we have other than hickory.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard of the straight shade trees. Now mostly, I guess some elm shade trees around here, but they...
Mm-hmm.
They're not too hard.
You ever have any sycamore?
You'll see a sycamore. I don't know where you could even find a sycamore. Used to be a few down on the river years ago, but I haven't seen one in ages. Don't remember the last one I saw.
Okay. Have you ever, when you go fishing, have you ever run into some plants that are kind of poisonous when you rub up against them? Oh, yeah, I see you have.
Digging those worms yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
About a month ago, it got me down here, and that's all cleared up, and that's giving me a little trouble.
Yeah. What kind of plants were those?
Poison ivy.
Mm-hmm. Did that's usually kind of an ivy type stuff, isn't it?
It's a vine that grows up on a tree. Now there's a little bush that grows down near the ground, don't get very high, called thunder oak.
Thunder
oak is what I always heard it called. And when you touch it, you learn it.
Would that be the same as sumac? Is that same thing as poison sumac?
No, this is just a little old scrub bush. It don't get very high, and the old thunder oak they call it. But that stuff you talking about, that sumac, that's rough on me. I've been in it a good many times. I got that yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm. It's real hard, kind of hard to get rid of too. You know?
I use Zemo on it or Clorox, something like that.
Yeah, I've heard Clorox works really good. Okay. What are some of the berries that they have around here?
Well, the wild berries, about all we have is blackberries and dewberries, which are very similar, one sweeter than the other, and the dewberry comes off early.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I noticed some the other day. The vines are full of them right now. They're going to be right in a few days. But the blackberries come later on, and then back in the woods on these hillsides, some people call them gooseberries. It's, it's a blueberry about like that. Oh, you can buy them in cans.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they grow wild around here, a few, but not many.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few, once in a while you'll see a wild cherry tree. They're not fitting to eat.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever have any of those kind of big berries grow about, well, some of them get really big?
Balsam berries.
What are
there? There's a balsam berry and I can't think of the other name now.
Kind of heart-shaped?
I can't call the name of one like it. Strawberry?
Yeah.
Oh, that's people cultivate them, grow them. Yeah, I bought some of those things, put out here one time, took me 3 years to get rid of them. Too much trouble.
They just grow all over the place?
Yeah, they spread on you, and then you got to cover them with pine straw over here and care for them, and it's too much trouble.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever seen I don't know if you mentioned or not, the berries that have kind of a rough surface. Some of them are red, some of them are black.
Well, I bet they're
a little bumpy.
Blackberries is red and black.
Yeah. These are rough.
And the balsam berry is too.
Mm-hmm.